Hello and thank you for joining me today. This is Mindy McNeil, and we are doing our annual holiday with the hosts. And I am joined today in studio by the lovely Deborah Gallegos. She is one of the hostesses of Canción Mexicana every Sunday, and she's representing this year for this show. So, Deborah, welcome to Holiday with the Hosts.
Well, thank you so much, and I'm excited to be the representative, although I am more of a Colorado, New Mexico girl. And our other hosts are more Texas.
Oh.
So we'll see the differences, and I'll have to ask them to laugh if it's not exactly their remembrances.
Okay, great. And yeah, because I'm like, next year, so I'll have a different representative, so see how they run it. So I'll have to pull from the Texas crowd. So, okay. You know, like I said, this is, you know, the holidays with the host. And what I'd like to do is I like to talk about memories, like a great memory that you had, you know, recently or growing up or different things like that. Or if you even want to throw in two memories, that's great. Just of the Christmas season, you know, because I really like for our listeners to connect with our host and vice versa. So just wanted to pick your brain, and if you could give me just maybe one or two of your favorite holiday memories, that'd be great.
You know, it's really cool that you would ask. I was in college, and I found a community of supporters of the United Farm Workers, and also at our church, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and a couple of the folks began reinstituting something called Las Posadas. And Las Posadas is a Mexican or New Mexican tradition where for nine, and it's more like a Catholic tradition, for 9 days you meet in the evening and you go to a bunch of different houses to sing these various songs about the Christ child with his mom and dad, with Mary and Joseph. And you go to a bunch of houses, and the people say, no, you can't come in. And then the very last house says, sure, come on in, you can stay here, just like they did in Bethlehem. And so then you go and you have a party, and you get to eat good food, and you might have some tamales and drink hot cocoa and have a beer or whatever. So we did that every single night with our guitars, and we would, for 9 days, and the last night would always be on Christmas Eve, and we'd end up at Christmas Eve at church for the midnight mass. And what was so cool about it was we had a kind of a hippie priest at the time. He's no longer a priest. His name was Jose Lara. And he would allow, we had a donkey and that Mary would ride along in. And so he would let the donkey come into the church for the posadas. And it would be like, yes, come in. And then a little bit. So I love remembering those days. And I still remember a lot of the songs. And on Canción Mexicana, I try to, for our Christmas show, I try to play at least one or two of the songs from that posadas. My mom and dad always had Christmas Eve at our house. I was the baby of the family. And so my brothers and sisters were a lot older than me, 13, 15, and 17 years older. So by the time I was like 5 or 8, they already had their family. So they wanted to have Christmas Day at their own house. So Christmas Eve was at our house. And most people made tamales, but my mom didn't. I don't know if she never learned it from her mother or whatever, but she made something called a carne adobada, which is pork meat that is marinated in red chili all night, and then you bake it, and then you put it on tortillas. So that was always so much fun, and we'd get together and then have dinner, and then sometimes as we got older we didn't go to midnight mass anymore, or as kids we didn't, because it was hard to go to midnight mass, so we, you know, just it was exciting. And then, you know, mom and dad always made it special, and they brought so many memories from New Mexico and from northern Colorado. They were farm workers that came to work in the fields from New Mexico in the 1920s. And I feel so blessed to have those memories, and especially the carne adobada. But Las Posadas was a lot of fun. I don't know if you, I could probably think of a couple of others, but being a Denverite, another great thing was in the old days, you could go look at all the great windows, the window dressing in Denver, the Denver Dry Goods and at the Made and F. And all the little intricate little animated figures inside the windows. It was like being in New York and going to Macy's, but here it was on the 16th Street Mall. Well, it wasn't the mall at that time. It was just 16th Street.
And that's so funny because I remember going and shopping at May D&F and all those things like that. So I do have a question, though. Any of those traditions, you know, the 9 days or, you know, mom's meal or whatever, I forget how you say it, so you're going to have to refresh me again. But have you carried those in now, or is it those current things that, like, you're passing down to your family and grandchildren or, you know?
Well, I do have the recipe for carne adobada, but sometimes I make it and it's just not my mom's. So it's one thing that I'm going to continue practicing, and yeah, I will share it. Probably my son is going to carry on the recipes more than my daughter. She's not the cook in the family. The posadas is so neat. I've been, they're having one out actually at the, there's a group of people called Tesoro Organization, and it's going to be held out at the Fort Restaurant in Morrison, Colorado, and I'm thinking about going to it and seeing if it brings back some good memories, but I don't think it's ever going to be the same from back in the 70s when we would go to, it was the greatest time ever. And one of our other hosts, Yolanda Ortega, she and I participated in the posadas together. So yeah, we've been friends for over 40 years, so she was there.
Well, great. I just want to say, Deborah, thank you so much. I hope you have a great Christmas this year. And thank you so much for sharing this information and these fun memories with our listeners.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And here's to a brand new year, 2020. And let's hope that's going to be great. Inhumano, danos caridad.